Hi, friends. Thanks for joining me again for this episode of Soaring Eagle Radio. I am so very blessed and pleased to welcome back my good friend, Dr. Rich. He's going to be introducing our guest today. But folks, again, it is high time for all Americans. I'll just issue this encouragement right off the bat. It's high time for all Americans to take control of their health. Take control of their health. That starts with the food that you eat. But we can do more than just watch the food that we eat. There are resources available, folks, that can help improve your health right down to the cellular level, because that is an important principle, an important truth, in fact, to understand. Now, I'm not the expert on that, but I do have a testimony about it. Maybe I'll share that with you one day. Dr. Rich, thanks for joining me again on Soaring Eagle Radio.
Dr. Mike, it is certainly my pleasure. Again, my friend, Dr. Mike, and Lord has put us together, and we are going to do what we can do to share the good news about this miraculous formula, natural formula. What better way to do that than someone that I certainly would consider a friend? I've never had the pleasure yet of meeting Mary Koop, but oh my goodness gracious sakes alive, what a wonderful person, what a pure spirit she has, and what a testimony that she has to share to encourage and edify all those out there listening. So Mary, what I'm going to do is turn this over to you, and if you would like to tell people just a little bit about yourself and then get into your story and your testimony, I can't wait.
Well, thank you for having me on this call. I'm not sure what you want to know about me. I've been married for 50 years to the same wonderful guy. We have four grown daughters. We have 15 grandchildren, and we're expecting our fourth great-grandchild. So I feel like I've had a full life of family. I grew up in northern Missouri on a 450-acre farm out in the middle of nowhere. We used to tell people that you can't get there from here. But I found the Lord in my life when I was 16, and it's been an incredible journey for me. So that's all about me. That I know that you might want to know.
Now, that's fantastic, Mary. I just want to say before you begin sharing your testimony that four daughters and 15 grandchildren, what a legacy that is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And the reason I say that is because Kathy and I have four daughters as well. Now, we're not up to 15 grandchildren yet. Number six is is on the way. We'll be here in December. But four daughters, what a wonderful thing.
Yes, we're very proud of them.
Well, Mary, I'm on the edge of my seat, and I just know I kind of know what's coming. But for those that are going to be listening to this, oh, you're in for a treat. So, Mary, please share your testimony with us.
All right. Well, my story starts 9 years ago in September. I actually was selling cars for CarMax. It only proves that anybody can sell cars, because I really knew very little about cars, but I loved helping people. And out of 50 salespeople, I was in the top 10. So I loved my job. And every year they would send us for our annual physical. And I went for my physical. I felt fine. And the doctor came in and said, "You need to see a specialist." And I said, "Really? I feel fine." So I went for all kinds of tests, and then I went in to see the specialist, and the guy walked in and said, "Well, it's metastasized in your pelvis." And I go, "Are you talking about cancer?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I feel perfectly fine. What if I choose to do nothing?" He says, "Lady, you got less than a year to live. Call your children," and walked out of the room. I felt like somebody walked in and sucker punched me and left. I just couldn't believe it. So I went to five more doctors, and all five of them said the exact same thing, that I had final stage multi-myeloma. It's a blood cancer that eats big holes in your bones. I had 36 holes in my bones. I lost my entire jawbone on the top, so I lost all my top teeth. I had 15 holes in my skull, but a total of 36. Well, my grandchildren were in their late teens, early 20s at that time, my older ones, and they started calling, "Grandma, Mom says you're going to die if you don't do treatment." And they kept wanting me to do treatment, and I didn't want to do treatment because what they told me was it could prolong my life. Well, I've seen what prolonged life looks like when you're going through that, and I really wasn't excited about getting in that line, so I wasn't going to. And besides, I really believed with all my heart that Jesus was going to just touch and heal me. And finally, one of my granddaughters called and she says, "Grandma, I can't believe that you're a quitter. I can't believe you're not going to take treatment." After I hung the phone up, I thought, I don't want my grandchildren to think that I'm a quitter. So I found a doctor and I started treatment. I went through extreme chemo twice a week with steroids for 4 months, only to be told that I couldn't have any more chemo and that I had bought myself 3 months. Well, now I was really discouraged. But they go, "We got this latest, greatest drug we want to put you on. We want you to drive to Menorah Hospital, and we're going to give you a dose. We're going to send you home with 2 days worth, and then the rest will be airmailed to you." I was driving home on 435, which is a major freeway, and went blind. It took me 2 hours. I had to pull off. I barely got off the road. I had to sit there for 2 hours before my vision returned.
Wow.
Then the second day I went to get out of bed and I fell flat on the floor because I had neuropathy, hit my feet and legs, and I couldn't stand or support my weight. The third day I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm having severe chest pains. And I thought, well, I never have read that sheet that they give you telling you all the possible side effects. So I got it out and I'm looking at it. Second one on the list was a heart attack. So I woke my husband up and I said, "Honey, I think I'm getting ready to go home and be with Jesus." And of course, he wanted to take me to the hospital. And I said, "Listen, I have lived at that crazy hospital practically for the last 5 months. I am not going to die there." Well, the next morning, I was still alive. So I called the pharmacy. I said, "Would you please check my dose? Something has got to be wrong." I hear the guy walk away from the phone, and then I hear him say, "Oh, my God, it's a wonder the doctor hasn't killed this woman." I'm thinking, are they talking about me?
Wow.
And this other guy chimes in and says, "I've never known anybody right out of the gate on that big of a dose that's lived to talk about it." I am freaking out on the inside. I'm thinking, are they talking about me?
Right.
Then I hear this guy walking back to the phone, and all of a sudden I heard him swear. He said the O-S-H-I-T word. And as soon as I heard him, I knew that he thought the phone had been muted, and he knew that I had heard everything that he said. Mm-hmm. And I said, out of curiosity, "How much am I supposed to be on?" "Oh, whatever the doctor told you." I said, "Well, how about we play this game a little different? If there was 100 people in the room, how many would be on what dose?" He said, "Well, you're on 25 milligrams. There's 20, there's 15, there's 10, and there's 5. The majority would be on 5 and a handful on 10. I thought, "Well, I'm not taking any more of this." So I called my oncologist and left a message. "I'm not going to take this. If you want to call me or see me, call me." Well, he never called. 2 weeks later, I go in for my regular appointment. First thing out of his mouth was, "I hear you called the pharmacy." Yeah. I was having horrible side effects. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, I'm going to give you a month off, and then I'll probably put you on 5 milligrams. You got to realize I was down to the last 6 months of my life. Multi-myeloma, they can get pretty specific. They usually can get you within a two-week window either way. They call it your expiration date. And I'm thinking, why on earth would they want to give me a month off? So I left there, and I was really discouraged. I thought, oh, my goodness. And I began to pray. I said, Lord, if I'm going to survive, I need you to help find me something natural that will heal my broken body or I'm done. And I prayed for 5 days. And I learned a long time ago that you tell Jesus what you need and then you thank him for the fact that he's bringing it. And on day 5, I had a miracle. Anyway, I feel like it was a miracle because 3 years earlier, I met a guy at the Home Depot, and I wasn't even supposed to go to the Home Depot that night. I was driving home, and you know how we're creatures have it. If we go to church, we park in the same spot, we sit in the same pew, and yep. The same as if you're working, you end up going the same direction.
Yes.
I always came home the exact same way, and all of a sudden, I realized I was coming home on a totally different route than I ever came home on. And as soon as it happened, I go, Lord, are you trying to protect me? Because once in my 20s that happened, and I got home, turned the TV on, and right where I should have been, there'd been a fatality car wreck. So I was praying, Lord, why am I on this road? And I don't know if you've ever had this happen. He spoke to the very core of me, told me to go to the Bannister Home Depot. And I thought, I don't want to go there. It's Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's in a really bad part of town. When I worked for Home Depot for 10 years. I helped open that store. I saw guns in that store 3 times. I saw attempted rape in broad daylight. I saw people come in to buy a bucket of paint and leave, and their car was stolen right out of the parking lot. So I was arguing with the Lord. Lord, this isn't a good idea. My husband's not going to be happy about me going to this area of town on a Friday night at 7 o'clock. So I get in there and I'm walking up down the aisles and I'm praying, Lord, why am I here? Is there somebody here I'm supposed to pray with, pray for, pray for the building? What am I doing here? Yeah. I got back to the millwork desk. There's a guy in an orange apron and I knew I was supposed to talk to him. So I struck up a conversation with him. And found out that he and his wife were missionaries, and they had just got back from England with a group called Youth with a Mission. Our youngest daughter has been a missionary for 24 years now, and she was with Youth with a Mission for 8 of those years. They happen to know some of the same people. So for an hour and a half on a Friday night, this man shared one Jesus story right after another with
Amen.
Me. Not a single customer came up and bothered us. If you've ever been to a Home Depot on a Friday night, that in itself is a miracle.
That's right.
Because it's always tons of people getting their weekend projects. So I remember getting up, going to the car, and I sat there and I said, Lord, what was that all about? So fast forward 3 years, day 5 of me praying, Lord, I need something natural to heal my body. My phone rings. And this guy goes, is this Mary Coop? And I said, yes. And he goes, you probably don't remember me, but this is Mark. And I go, there's a guy from Home Depot. He said, yeah.
Wow.
He said, are you all right? He says, you've been on my heart heavy for 5 days.
Wow.
5 days. That's how many days I've been praying. I said, no, Mark, I'm not all right. I've got final stage multi-myeloma, and I'm down to the last 6 months of my life. And he goes, you know, my mother-in-law is a cancer survivor, and a year ago, she found an all-natural product that changed her life. I said, would you have her call me? He said, I will. The next day, she called me, and she said, can I take you to lunch? And I said, as long as you don't mind someone with no hair, no teeth, and no money, I'll go with you. My husband and I had went through $20,000 of savings in 4 months. Every credit card we had was maxed out. And we were trying to save our home that we had lived in for 17 years. So we were broke. And at the same time that happened, the IRS sent us a letter saying that we owed them money, and they froze our bank accounts. We had $5 to our name. And I just couldn't believe that this was happening to us. It seemed like we were too late in life to have so many crazy things going on. Well, I met with Jackie, and I remember this as if it was yesterday. She started by saying, my husband and I have been missionaries since 1968. We own a home in Thailand where we help girls escape from being sold into prostitution. But she said, I'm an educator, and all of my adult life I've spent researching children with ADHD, autism, and Asperger's, and nutrition. And I'm in the process of writing a book. And she said, a year ago, Dr. Gilkerson from the summit called and said, Ms. Shepherd, I understand you're writing a book on children with learning disabilities and nutrition. I have a natural product I think you're going to want to put in your book. Can you come watch an ABC primetime investigative report with John Kionis? She said, I'm on my way. So she said, Mary, I was watching that and I was thinking, I need this product. She had early signs of dementia. She was 67 years old. She would get lost and couldn't remember how to get home. She'd have to call her daughter, and her daughter would have to direct her how to get home. She had two bulging discs and a tear in her back. Her back hurt all the time. So she said, I bought a bottle. She said, Mary, 3 weeks later, I woke up and thought, wow, I've got energy. I've got focus, and my back is quit hurting. I wonder if it's that yellow pill. She said, Mary, my aha moment came through my cousin. My cousin was also a missionary, but he had went into prison ministry. He called and he said, Jackie, I called for prayers. I've been diagnosed with Parkinson's and I'm not doing well at all. She said, ask your doctor if you can take the little yellow pill. She said, it changed my life. And he goes, well, I'll ask. So he asked, and the doctor should go, oh, no, no, we don't want to try anything natural. We want to be in charge of what you're taking. And so they watched this man go from a cane to a walker to a wheelchair in 6 months. He could no longer hold his head up. He drooled all over himself, and he could no longer articulate his speech. And his wife said to him, boy, your doctor's doing you no favors. Have you looked in the mirror lately? And he nodded. She said, I think you should try what your cousin Jackie told you about. And he nodded. So he started taking it. And 3 months later, Jackie and her husband was flying home from Nepal, where they'd been on a mission trip. And they had a 5-hour layover in Atlanta, where her cousin lived. So she called and said, hey, can we come by and say hey? And the wife said, I'll fix you a bite to eat. We'd love to see you. She said, Mary, this was when I had my aha moment, when I realized that this was going to be a game changer. This was going to change people's lives in more than one way. And she said, this is what happened. She said, I went up and I knocked on the door. And she said, the door flies open and there stood her cousin. No cane, no walker, no wheelchair. And he starts marching. And she said, what happened to you? And he goes, it's you and that yellow pill. She goes, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no. She goes, well, are you going to come in and eat with us? He goes, no, I'm back doing prison ministry. Went out, got in his car, and drove off. And she said, Mary, I just stood there with my mouth open. And she said, Mary, this next story is for you. She said, when we got home from Nepal, the phone was ringing. It was my old pastor, Pastor Joe Ford from the Atlanta area. And he said, Jackie, I call for prayers. I've been diagnosed with final stage throat cancer. They're giving me zero hope. She said, I'm mailing you these pills. Take them. He said, okay, I have no reason not to. So 3 months went by. The oncologist called him and said, listen, I've decided my course of action for you is going to be extreme radiation. It will destroy your voice box. It will destroy your voice cords. But I think we can save your life. if you're a minister, being able to speak is your life. Amen. And so she said, I want you to come in. We're going to do an ultrasound so I'll know where to hit you with the radiation. She said, and came in, took the pictures, and the doctor comes back in the room and she says, what are you doing? He goes, why? Is it worse? She goes, no. She says, here's your picture 2 months ago. See how thick the cancer is in your throat? Here's your picture today. I can't find any cancer at all. What are you doing? He goes, oh. He said, my friend sent me these yellow pills from Missouri. And she goes, well, what are they? He goes, I don't know. She goes, you're taking pills. You don't even know what they are. He goes, whoa, wait a minute. You offered me zero hope, remember? And said, yes. And I know. She said, but I want to research this. I want to study it. I want to see what is happening in your body. She said, I want you back in here in 30 days. We're going to run every lab test, blood test known to man. So he came back in 30 days. They could not find any cancer at all. And she was so impressed. She convinced Emory College to do a peer review study on this product and throat cancer. And so I left there with hope. I thought, maybe I don't have to die. And I went to church that night. It was the Wednesday night before Easter. And we decided to clean the nursery because you know how you get seasonal Christians. They come at Christmas and they come at Easter. And so we're wiping down toys, throwing away broken toys. And I'm telling everybody in there this story. And my pastor goes, Mary, I have sugar diabetes and high blood pressure. I want to know about this product. His brother says, I got final stage melanoma cancer. I want to know about this product. Somebody else had rheumatoid arthritis. Somebody else had hepatitis. Somebody else had migraines. And I'm thinking, good grief, the whole place is falling apart. I said, you guys, I barely know this person. I've only had lunch with her once. They said, call her, see if she'll meet with us. So I called her and I said, Jackie, my church friends want to meet you. They want to know about this product. And she said, when? And I said, tomorrow. She said, I'll have to call you back. She ended up coming to my house. She showed the ABC prime time. She talked about the fact that the American Heart Association had paid for 2 studies. The first study proved it reduced heart disease by 50%. The second study proved it reduced scarring 100%. And within that study, it proved it gets rid of fibrosis in the artery, which causes stroke. If that's all this product gets, it is well worth. Amen. It's well worth it. So I was just amazed. And she's talking about how it's got patents and how it's in, we were in 11 countries at the time. And I think we had 11 peer reviewed studies at the time. And none of that really meant much to me. I am looking around the room thinking I have to sell something. My husband taught art for years and we have a lot of original artwork. And I knew I had to sell something to come up with enough money to buy a bottle. And even though it's cheap, you know, $41 for that particular one product is cheap. And so he ended up, she kept talking. She goes, well, you know, Mary doesn't know it, but there's a tremendous business opportunity here. Now, let's think about this. Would you want to go into business with someone that had no teeth, no money, and had no hair? I looked like death warmed over, and I was down to the last 6 months of my life, and she's talking about me joining a business. And I'm thinking, this woman has lost her mind. And she's going, well, you know, if you pre-sold these like Girl Scout cookies, all you need is 13 bottles and you'd have enough to be a distributor. And I'm thinking, I just couldn't believe it. I was thinking, she must not be seeing everything here. She goes, well, how many of you are going to be buying bottles tonight? There was exactly 13 people buying bottles. Hallelujah. I said, okay. I said, sign my husband up. He can be a distributor. I have to get well. She gave me a bottle. On day 3, my chemo fog lifted, just like that. On day 5, my neuropathy in my legs went away. On day 8, the neuropathy in my feet went away. I felt absolutely amazing. At 5 months, I had to go back in to see my doctor. Well, the old doctor had retired, and the new one is looking at my knee, looking at my blood work, looking at me, looking at my blood work. And I thought, what now? And he says, why aren't we doing a stem cell transplant on you? And I said, I was told I'm not a candidate. And he kept reading. He says, you're right. You're not a candidate. You have 36 major holes in your bones. It would take 2.5 years for those holes to heal to the point that I could recommend you to KU to have a stem cell. And you've only got a few months left. But I've never seen blood work on somebody in final stage cancer look like yours. I'm going to order a skeletal X-ray. Don't get your hopes up. Every single hole in my body had healed.
Wow.
So I was able to go through a stem cell. And when I say able to, a stem cell is a 120-day fight for your life. They take you right to death's door. And at the end of that time, when I woke up and was able to realize what was going on, some amazing things had happened. All of the people from my church had all become distributors because they all had their own amazing stories. My pastor went from 6 prescription drugs to 0.5 pill. His sugar diabetes normalized. His high blood pressure normalized. His cholesterol had dropped. His brother was supposed to have 6 months left to live. That was 7.5, almost 8 years ago. He's been in remission all this time. The person that had rheumatoid arthritis, and it was so bad that I worked with him at Home Depot. He had to quit his job and file for total disability because he was in constant pain. After he'd been on this for 6 weeks, he went back to construction work and has worked construction ever since. And anywhere I'm at in the city, if he sees me, he runs to me with tears in his eyes. And he always says, Mary Coop, you saved my life. And my dogs, too, because his dog, they were going to have to put the dog down. And with this product, the dog is okay, too. So, and the person that had migraines is one of my best friends. She hasn't had a migraine in 8 years. So what the FDA says we can tell you is 100% of the time. To me, that's a lot, 100% of the time. With 100% of all mammals, it reduces oxidative stress by 40% in 30 days. The American Heart Association went one step further and said after 120 days, it reduces it by 70%. So if you lower your oxidative stress, your body will repair itself. And the other thing is I had the privilege of meeting the man that developed this, Dr. Joe McCord. And he told me that this product, best way to tell somebody how it works is when you take it within a half hour of when you take it, it rings the doorbell to every single cell in your body. So it either upregulates something you're not making enough of or downregulates something you're making too much of. It fine-tunes your genome every single day. So that after 30 days, with blood tests, they cannot tell the difference between an 80-year-old's blood and a 20-year-old's blood. The 80-year-olds look like a 20-year-old. And I've actually seen that with some of the people that I know that's on this product. So I was so excited about all of that because we had 1,000 people in our back office. And I said, this stuff must really work because that wouldn't just happen. And the other thing that's so neat is my husband is 74 and I'm 68. We've been married for 50 years this last July. Neither one of us is on a single prescription, and we're both extremely healthy. So I feel very blessed. Now, I do want to tell you that when we first started taking this, my husband's a real researcher. He researches everything. But I always like to jokingly tell people that when God called the men, everybody that wants a personality, get in this line right here. My husband was researching something and totally missed it. He did not like people. He was a good husband. He was a good daddy, but he didn't enjoy people. He was that guy after church that went straight to the car. He was that guy, if people come over to the house, he would pull me aside and say, who are these people and how long do they have to be here? And after he had been on this product for 2 months, he came home one day freaked out of his mind because he talked to a stranger. And I said, honey, I talk to strangers all the time. And he goes, oh, I never talk to a stranger unless it was to tell me better roll your window up, it's going to rain. He said, honey, do you think that girl thought I was trying to hit on her? I said, well, tell me what happened. He said, well, I was going through the line, and she said, paper or plastic? And I said, plastic. He said, then I looked up and saw that she had a beautiful necklace on. And I said, wow, that's a beautiful necklace. Did you make it? We have 4 daughters, and they make jewelry. He said, honey, why did I do that? Do you think she thought I was hitting on her? I said, I don't know. I said, how old was this girl? Oh, probably 20. No, she did not think you were hitting on her. You're almost 70 years old. What's the matter with you? He goes, well, I don't know why I did it. He was so upset. He called Jackie that wrote the book. And she said, Galen, go to Cambridge, go to Harvard website, take the adult test for Asperger's. You might have a touch of that. He scored 85%. We grew up in an era where they didn't test you for learning disabilities. We had no idea what that was. So 9 months later, now you got to realize we've been married 43 years at the time. And he stands up in a meeting and he says, may I say something? If you've ever known anybody that has autism or Asperger's, they can say very inappropriate things at very inappropriate times. And I thought, kill me now, Jesus, just kill me. And he said, I had something happen this week that I have never had happen in my entire life. He said, my wife looked at me, and for the very first time, remember, we've been married 43 years, for the very first time, I could tell that she loved me. I started crying because I thought, how have we stayed married all these years? I learned that day that people with Asperger's cannot read facial expressions. They don't know if you're laughing at them or with them. And so his whole personality has changed. I mean, it's been, we've both been on this product for 8 years now. He now is the last person to leave church. I have to drag him out. He invites people over all the time. He used to never like to be touched. Now he hugs everybody. And his children say, Mom, what happened to Daddy? He literally, his whole personality has improved 100%. Well, so I tell people that I got a new husband and I'm cancer-free. And I wanted to say one thing about being cancer-free. My oncologist just retired, the one that went through this process with me. And the last time I was in to see him, he asked me, Mary, are you still taking that yellow pill? And I said, you know I am, and I'll be taking it till the day I die. And he said, well, I wanted to tell you, and I couldn't do it till now, that out of the 6 people that went through the stem cell transplant with you, you're the only one that's still alive. And you're the only one that's cancer-free. So if I were you, he said, I would stay on that yellow pill. So it's just been an absolute game changer. And I want to say, if you guys are encouraging the business end of it, my husband and I are pro sixes, almost a pro seven. An average pro six makes about $6,000 a month. If we were living on Social Security, we would be living on less than $2,000 a month. So with that kind of money, it's changed our lives. Our health is wonderful, but being able to have finances to do things is incredible also. So I hope that my story helps somebody out there, and I hope it's a blessing to you. And if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Dr. Mike, you have a website that everybody can go to.
Yep, let's help them with that. So folks, you can visit this website. You ready? Write it down. Micah 6:8, that is MIKA68.lifevantage.com. That's MIKA, the number 6, the number 8, dot lifevantage, VANTAGE.com. And you can find out all about this product, the NRF2, the NRF1, the Omega, everything. If you have questions, you can email me at PastorMike@CCLOhio.org. That's PastorMike@CCLOhio.org. Or you can call me, 567-259-6001, 567-259-6001. And I also, Dr. Rich, I want you to give your phone number because, listen, folks, I've never met a doctor that is accessible as Dr. Rich is. He will help you. He will answer any questions that you might have, and he does it all day, every day. I talk to this guy at least a half a dozen, if not more, times a week, and he is always available. And I appreciate that, by the way, Dr. Rich. So what is your phone number for people to contact you?
Now, if you're ailing and you need some help, free of charge, I never charge for my consulting, my number is 304-534-5490. And if you call me and you want to talk to this wonderful lady, Mary Coop, and delve into what she wonderfully gave testimony to today, just do that. We'll get you in touch with Mary, and I'm sure Mary, I hope I didn't say that out of turn, but I'm sure she's willing to talk to anybody. She's like the rest of us. Let's help one person at a time to get well. And also, it works so very well with your dog. If your dog's ailing, you call me, and I'll tell you, because that's how I got into the business, and it works equally as well. One tablet, yellow tablet a day with an ailing horse, miracles. We can get you information on that also.
Amen. Amen.
Perfect. Wow. Well, Mary, I'll tell you what it's done for me. I mean, I thought I knew what I was going to present tonight. Now it's completely changed because there's a lot of things I don't have to present now. But Dr. Mike, I don't know about you, but I am going to teach here for about 20 minutes, but I'm having a hard time to do that. Mary, I mean, first of all, congratulations. And secondly, what an inspiration to individuals. I mean, that's what I do every day. I work with people who need help like you did. And, oh, my goodness, that is about as on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really good, that's about 125. I mean, it just Dr. Mike, it can't get any better than that, can it?
No, it can't. That's a testimony.
And there was one thing I didn't say that I really want to say because everybody struggles with arthritis. I used to have arthritis really bad in my ankles and knees, and because when I was younger, I played sports. I don't even know when that left, but my ankles and knees don't hurt anymore. I used to have big nodules in my hands. I could tell you when it was going to storm. They're completely gone. I have no idea when they left because I was fighting for my life. But to me, those are things that are very important, because it makes your everyday life easier, not have to deal with that.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. What a testimony.
Well, what a testimony. Well, what I'm going to do now, Dr. Mike and Mary, is I'm going to condense what I was going to teach, because it's she covered the basis from A to Z, and I just want to go into a little bit deeper on why, Mary, you were able to attain that type of success. And you were able to because of an individual that spent 45 of his years looking into why people age and why they get sick. And he developed a natural formula, which is called a nutrigenomic formula, which it's called nutrigenomics, and it's the only one of its kind in the world. That what it does, the foods, the five foods in this formula, they are related to gene expression. And gene expression is very important because it's the genes within the nucleus of our cells that make up every individual's unique genome. and yours was positively affected. And this good doctor basically states that after 45 years, that what it does, and you already alluded to some of what it does, it takes a person's genetic makeup and whatever is going on there, the cells recognize the problem and they start adjusting and doing miraculous things that have been scientifically validated to cause people to realize the miracle that you and everybody else that you spoke of will realize. And I was going to talk at length about glutathione, but I'm not going to do that now. But I'm only going to mention that this doctor that I was reading today and researching was diving into the benefits of glutathione and why it's so important. He said it's the most important molecule that a person needs to stay healthy and prevent disease. Yet he said you've probably never heard of it. He said he went on to say it's the secret of to prevent aging, cancer, heart disease, dementia, and more, and necessary to treat everything from cancer to Alzheimer's disease. And he went on to say the good news is that your body produces its own glutathione, but the bad news is poor diet, pollution, toxins, medication, stress, trauma, aging, infections, radiation all deplete your glutathione. And he said this leaves you, every individual, as we get older, susceptible to unrestrained cell disintegration from oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is the cause of all diseases treated by surgery and prescription medication. It's free radical damage out of control. But this glutathione that he's talking about, as well as three other enzymes, not a molecule, they are responsible for Mary's success. So that's where I'm going to go with this. Why the emphasis on that that substance, that enzyme glutathione? Well, it's an antioxidative enzyme, one of four that's produced by the genes within the nucleus of all 17 trillion cells in our body. Now think about this. Why is glutathione so important? And the other ones, glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and hemioxygenase. When we're young, our genes within our nucleus produce those at massive amounts, and they each neutralize a million free radicals per second, 24 hours a day. So from birth to age 10 and up to age 30, when our genes produce those antioxidative enzymes, we don't age, not very much. We're not sick. We're vibrant. We're healthy. We're like Mary and her husband are now. But she's 70. She's not age, you know, birth to pre-age 30. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is that the cause of all disease, free radical damage being out of control, when we get to 30 or so, and it's different for every person, and our genes start making less of those four antioxidative enzymes, then the free radicals, there's more of them than can be neutralized, and the older we get, the worse that gets, way out of balance with free radicals relative to the ability to neutralize them. In medicine, that's called age-related oxidative stress. That's when we begin to age, and that's when disease, all 240, 54, I don't know, 400, I don't know how many there are, that's when those diseases start to manifest, and the older we get, the worse they get. So, here lies the dilemma. So it's obvious that because of what's in our air and water and our lifestyle and things that we eat and processed foods and so on, free radical damage is an issue for all of us now, more so than ever before. So from a medical perspective, being a naturopath, a doctor myself, but I don't use prescription medication and I can't do surgeries. Our approach is natural. But a medical doctor, for the most part, they use what's called a direct action chemical messaging approach to the symptoms of what Mary had and all of her friends that she knew and every other problem that's out there from cancer to Alzheimer's and everything in between. So what do I mean by that? You take a prescription medication, which is a chemical, and it has lots of side effects. it causes an alterative effect. It causes, it is, it, it, its direct action is designed to kill something, to stop something, to increase the process of something, to block something from occurring, something that's not a normal process in the body. And it's not a cure. Prescriptions aren't curative. They are simply treating the symptoms of whatever a person is manifesting. And because of the manifesting symptoms, they're assigned a disease tag. That's what medical doctors do. And in this direct action chemical messaging approach, it does nothing to stop the cause of all disease that Mary had and everybody else, which is the age-related oxidative stress to free radicals being out of control. But those four enzymes that are produced by our body at the right amounts necessary for keeping us healthy and delaying the aging, it does nothing. Nothing that they do stops or attends to the actual cause of disease. Now, what about me? I'm a naturopath. What do I do? Well, in a way, I mean, I can't diagnose, but when people came to me after going to doctors and I did the testing that I do and so on, I used supplements. We used a lot of supplementation, but we tested often and had them come back because you could take a supplement for 2 or 3 weeks and then you don't need it anymore. But some people take 6, 8, 10, 12 supplements and they take them forever. Do you need that supplement? Is it too much? Is it not enough? Okay, you've taken it for a while. It's satisfied the need for the deficiency. You should be off of it now. So how do people know what to do? And to compound matters, if you have a genome that's specific to you and it's different from everybody else, a medical doctor's protocol for diseases and or a naturopath's protocol using supplements, whether it's prescriptions or supplements, it's impossible to get it right, folks. It's guesswork. And with prescriptions, there's tremendous poisoning and side effects. And in many cases, what Mary went through, people die from the treatment, the chemotherapy and the radiation versus the disease itself. And with supplements, it's fine for a short period of time, but get off of them, because taking 11 or 12 supplements is probably just as dangerous as taking 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 prescription medications. The only difference is one is a chemical with tremendous side effects, but the other is natural, but still not good to take that many things, especially when you're still causing the same direct chemical messaging effect. So the key with nutrigenomics and what Mary chose to do relative to the now 50 plus years of research is an indirect biochemical messaging effect. So what does that mean? Our cells know what to do if they can be activated to do it. But when we get to be 30 and older and we get to age-related oxidative stress and those genes don't make as many of those antioxidative enzymes, they start losing the battle. The genes don't express themselves correctly like the finely tuned piano, like an out-of-tune piano, and then we start with disease and we start aging. But there's good news, folks. There is good news. And Mary, oh my God, talked about it and said, and you, any of you listening to this call can have the same effects, experience the same miraculous turnaround in your health by simply doing what, by taking that yellow pill that she talked about. What is it? Scientifically, it's an NRF2 activator. It's a biochemical wake-up call to every single cell in your body. Okay, so they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not neutralizing the cause of disease. There may be mutated genes. There may be chromosomes that need to be re-scripted. You may have too much fibrosis, too much inflammation. The cells are full of toxicity, and it's compound, and that's what causes people to be sick. So what does this, what happens when a person takes this yellow tablet? And Mary said in 20 minutes, it's scientifically validated that it starts to work and wakes up all of those cells in the body. Well, what it does is this, and this is from Dr. McCord's research. And this is all scientific. This isn't Dr. Risch. NRF2 activation provides protection against the cause of all disease, which is age-related oxidative stress. And as she so wonderfully stated, by taking just one tablet a day, a person's cells will neutralize 40% of the age-related oxidative stress. It does more than that, but that's one of the things that it does. And in 120 days, one tablet a day, research provides the validation that an individual will neutralize 70 to 80% of the cause of the disease by neutralizing the oxidative stress, which is the massive free radical damage. So it also provides protection against inflammation, which causes pain and all kind of other problems. Fibrosis is deadly. If it's lung fibrosis, pulmonary fibrosis, a person can't breathe and they end up basically choking to death because they don't get any air. If it's cardiac fibrosis and it's the heart becomes fibrotic, then it's terminal. A person dies. And she talked about fibrosis in the veins. I went through that for several years and don't have a problem with it at all. I had blood clots, which is fibrin, okay, which builds up because of oxidative stress. Well, this yellow tablet protects against that. The other thing, directly from research, listen to this, Mary and Dr. Mike, it protects against carcinogenesis, which is cancer. Okay, I'm not saying that. That's what the research says. And a lot of other stressful conditions. How does this happen? Research validated. The research says that it happens by regulating gene expression, causing the genes to be right on tune, doing what they're supposed to be doing in the brain, in the liver, in the kidneys, in the bladder, et cetera, and by regulating gene expression, instructing our cells to combat these conditions, that using information that is already encoded in the DNA, just the way the good Lord made it, contained in each and every cell in the body. Now, wow, I'm almost done, but I'm still struggling here with doing this because I'm just so blown away by what you said. I mean, it's the gift of life and hope. And so it took this doctor that she had the pleasure of meeting 45 years to create this NRF2 activator, this NRF2 activator. And she already said what happens in 30 days and 120 days. That's related to the research is one tablet a day. People that went through what Mary went through and all the testimonies that I've heard doing these types of calls in the last year and a half, one thing I learned is there is no protocol with this. It's not like going to a doctor and if you have this disease, you take this pill, this many milligrams for this many days, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like that with this. But everybody looks at the research and everybody that I know, and Mary, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but everybody that has something major from cancer to Alzheimer's to arthritis to diabetes to muscular dystrophy to Parkinson's and diabetes, if I already said that, I'm sorry, and everything in between, they all took more than one NRF2 activator a day. And it worked exponentially more than what the research even said. And now listen to this. The American Institute of Health and Aging did a peer-reviewed study on this formulation, and they have scientifically validated this. National Institute of Health and Aging, National Institute of it's a federal agency in this country. 10-year research study, and their conclusion was this NRF2 activator, this yellow pill that Mary talked about, is proven to impact lifespan by 7% while delaying disease and increasing longevity. Now, folks, I'm going to be 70 in a couple months. For me, that means that by taking just one a day, I'm going to be able to scientifically research, medically validated, to add at least 4 to 6 or 7 good quality years to my life. But his research, this man that she met, states that if you start taking it earlier, 30, 35, 40, a person could be able to add 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, maybe more. And there's research out there, that new NRF2 activator research, cellular activating research, that says that a person could live to 125 or 150 years of age. That's a wow moment for me. Now, this formula is not a me-too product. It's not a supplement. It's not a prescription medication, although it's designed to act like a supplement. So what do I mean by that? Why do I say that? When you take this formula, and there are 5 nutritional substances in there, you don't take it to get the nutrients from those 5. They are synergistically made so that the combination of those is more powerful than the sum of its parts, like 18% more powerful. It is a very powerful cellular activating formulation, and it's protected by 12 patents. There have been 23 peer reviews. There have been 29 universities and medical institutions, the likes of Ohio State University and LSU Medical School, University of Colorado Denver, where Dr. McCord started his research, Virginia Commonwealth University, Colorado State University, Texas Tech, and some of the peer-reviewed research has been placed in journals like Free Radical Biology and Medicine, certainly the American Heart Association Journal, the American Journal of Physiology. We could go on and on and on about that. The point is, this is a highly researched, highly validated formula. And how do we validate anything? It's got to be validated. Well, this yellow tablet is the most researched formulation, the most highly published formula in the world. And how do I know that? Well, you can go, any doctor that wants information about disease physiology, or anyone who's looking for help with related to what they're going through, they go to PubMed.gov, which is the federal government's National Library for Storing Medical Research. There's more research about this NRF2 activator than any formula in the world. Now, I'm going to end with this. When you take this, you don't have to have a prescription by a doctor written to get it. It's non-toxic. It's all natural. There are no contraindications. It's metabolized in the liver since it's a food. Prescriptions are metabolized in the kidneys. It's so inexpensive, folks. It's $40.99 a bottle. And the last thing I want to say is, Washington State University Med School did their peer review, and their conclusive statement was, oh my. Mary, do you want to tell them?
They said that this very well might be the greatest breakthrough in medicine in our history.
Absolutely.
And this the one thing before we end that I would really like to say is, I meant to say this at the beginning, that this is my story, and we cannot promise that this is what will happen with any of you, but, and that it does not meant to treat, mitigate, cure anything. But the one thing that I wanted to say about glutathione that is, to me, absolutely mind-boggling, I wanted to know why my husband had such a change. And I found out that there's some common denominators, people that have ADHD, autism, Asperger's, Parkinson's, dementia, and Alzheimer's all have one huge common denominator. They make very little glutathione. They've discovered with blood tests that when you take this product, it turns a switch on in your own body that upregulates your production of glutathione as much as 300%.
Yep.
So that's huge. And I just wanted to say that, and I think you've done an incredible job explaining this to everybody. But
no more incredible than what you did, Mary. And, you know, the wonderful man that you met, Dr. Joe McCord, he says something in every lecture that I've ever heard him present. And he said, folks, this is something that everybody needs, every single person, regardless of their age. He said it because the research proves that it works for everyone at every age, regardless of your diagnosed condition. So, but he also says, what if you're healthy? Well, if you're healthy, that's another reason to take it, because that person's going to stay that way. They're going to remain healthy. They're going to delay everything that and help to overcome everything that we talked about. But I want to end with this. You know, being a naturopath, it's fine to take this, and it's like, I can just take this wonderful yellow tablet that Mary talked about and that I taught about. But we can eat and drink anything we want in our lifestyle. We can just do everything that we used to do before that wasn't good for us. And that's not true. I'll end with this. A person needs to drink a lot of water, good water. Mm-hmm. They need to have proper bowel elimination. What I mean by that is, and I've helped a lot of people here in the last year with this, what you eat today, you need to eliminate tomorrow, all of it, okay? A lot of people don't do that. They have to have a good diet and minimize your stress, get a lot of sleep and exercise. So, you know, why would a person take what Mary took? Because it protects the body from the relentless attack of free radicals, which causes all disease. My last statement is this. Folks, focus in on this, please. Our company is a large publicly traded company that makes this, that we work for, that we partner with, that we get our product from. It's a large company doing business in 23 countries. It is kind of like a medical company that makes a natural formula.
Yes.
Now, our company does not provide product to Amazon. But yet you can go on Amazon and Amazon says they have this yellow tablet that is an NRF2 activator. Folks, they don't. It's not our product. It is a knockoff. So if you're listening to everything Mary talked about and the miracles that occurred and listen to the little bit that I taught from a medical perspective, if you want to get well, you get the product from Dr. Mike or Mary or myself or somebody that can get it for you or make it available to you. And Dr. Mike, because if not, your health is at risk. You're important. I always tell people, look in the mirror. That pretty lady or that handsome guy looking back at you is you, and you're responsible for making good decisions for yourself and your health and your life. That is the best decision that you can make, but you got to get it from the company that created it so that it will do what the science says.
So let's help them with that.
Dr. Mike, you have a website that everybody can go to.
Yep, let's help them with that. So, folks, you can visit this website. You ready? Write it down. Mica68, that is MIKA68.lifevantage.com. That's MIKA, the number 6, the number 8, dot lifevantage, VANTAGE.com. And you can find out all about this product, the NRF2, the NRF1, the Omega, everything. If you have questions, you can email me at PastorMike@CCLOhio.org. That's PastorMike@CCLOhio.org. Or you can call me, 567-259-6001, 567-259-6001. And I also, Dr. Rich, I want you to give your phone number because, listen, folks, I've never met a doctor that is accessible as Dr. Rich is. He will help you. He will answer any questions that you might have, and he does it all day, every day. I talk to this guy at least a half a dozen, if not more, times a week, and he is always available, and I appreciate that, by the way, Dr. Rich. So what is your phone number for people to contact you?
Now, if you're ailing and you need some help, free of charge. I never charge for my consulting. My number is 304-534-5490. And if you call me and you want to talk to this wonderful lady, Mary Coop, and delve into what she wonderfully gave testimony to today, just do that. We'll get you in touch with Mary, and I'm sure Mary, I hope I didn't say that out of turn, but I'm sure she's willing to talk to anybody. She's like the rest of us. Let's help one person at a time to get well. And also, it works so very well with your dog. If your dog's ailing, you call me, and I'll tell you, because that's how I got into the business, and it works equally as well. One tablet, yellow tablet a day with an ailing horse, miracles. We can get you information on that also.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary, for joining Dr. Rich and myself today and giving your testimony. That was a very, very powerful testimony of God's mercy, grace, and healing in your life.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me, and I hope to meet you someday.
That would be wonderful, Mary. Dr. Rich, thank you again for joining me for this episode.
Are you, Dr. Mike? You know, it's my pleasure. Anytime. Let's do this some more.
We will do it again. We'll bring you another testimony very, very soon, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and please share this episode with someone. We all know someone who's battling health issues. Let's come alongside of them and help them to get well, shall we? God bless you guys. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Soaring Eagle radio program. For more information about the show, write us at Soaring Eagle Radio, 682 West Grand Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45801. God bless you today.